Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we open every week with that wild Gus Johnson call. And after the end of the Indiana game this past week, we may have to replace it with the list of guttural noises that Gus let out at the end of that game in Happy Valley. Welcome into BetMGMU alongside RJ Joppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. If it's going on in college football or hoops, because we are up and running, we will get into it this week. Plenty to talk about, the coaching carousel as well. Our best bets before we wrap up. A few key games that we have picked out to highlight this week, even though the head coach of one of them doesn't think it's all that important. Pat Narduzzi, what the hell? We'll get into all of it. Even talk about a team in that ACC conference that has jumped into the CFP picture where they were very early in the year. You can follow along on all your social media. Just search for BetMGM Network and on YouTube. Just look for the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show with us here every single weekend. And let's start with the second CFP rankings, boys. They have dropped and Ohio State is number one. Indiana, they have not dropped. They remain at number two after that close call at Penn State. A&M does not move up from number three. Alabama still solidly number four. Texas Tech moves up a bit to number six after the big statement win over BYU. BYU falls out, therefore allowing Miami to sneak in at number 11, or I guess ranked 14th, but 11 seed in your hearts and on the CFP bracket, South Florida, the group of five representative right now. So some regression to some things we saw early in the year, at least as far as we thought the rankings may look a couple weeks in. Oklahoma and the aforementioned BYU Cougars on the outside looking in. John, biggest surprise, if you had one, from this latest set of CFP rankings that dropped on Tuesday night.
I don't know. I mean, were we surprised? I mean, I guess maybe Utah was higher maybe than they deserve to be. That probably would be my, you know, I guess biggest sort of takeaway and biggest problem with the college football playoff rankings. But I mean, I think the rest of it's like, I mean, how can you have an issue with the top four? These teams, it's the way it works, right? They keep winning. They certainly look the part. So I guess it would just be Utah would be the only one that, caused me to, stop and think a little bit. And again, it's like, you guys know this, we've been doing this show long enough. Like it all sorts itself out anyway, right? Like in the next 3 weeks, it's going to sort itself out. This is the first one and we react to it, but I have no doubt that by the end of this thing, we'll all pretty much agree with who should be in and who should be out.
Yeah, it does sort itself out. I mean, for me, it's still, just like it was last week, it's still the Miami-Notre Dame situation. In every other instance in this ranking, the team, assuming the records are the same, the team with the better record, I'm sorry, the team that won the head-to-head matchup with the same record is ahead of the other team, except for Notre Dame-Miami. You know, Texas is ahead of Oklahoma. Virginia is ahead of Louisville. Michigan is ahead of USC. Like, you know, Utah, BYU, Georgia, Ole Miss, it's all there, except for Notre Dame-Miami. That's it. That's the only one. Like, the only one is Notre Dame-Miami, for whatever reason. And you can have your tinfoil hat. And listen, nobody loves a good conspiracy theory more than me. I don't believe them, but I love to read about them. I love to dive deep and waste a Saturday morning on a solid conspiracy theory. You want to send me one? Do it. You send me a conspiracy theory. At RJ Choppy on Twitter. Send me a good conspiracy theory. I will read it. But that's the only one. And that still confounds me why, how, that they have that. It's the only one that doesn't make sense. And the conspiracy theorists know why.
Because of the TV. That little box that everybody is going to watch things on, assuming it's available by then on YouTube TV, if you have that.
What's in that cup, by the way? Is that like the 5 grams of mushrooms that longevity guy is drinking?
This is my 7th cup of coffee of the day.
Woof. At what point?
Is that a lot? I'm not a coffee drinker, so is that a lot?
It's not a little, I'll tell you that. Dan Campbell thinks this is too much.
I drink like 6 diet like Cokes or sodas a day. So that's like how I replace it.
Damn. Hold on.
I don't know if there's a better or worse in that regard. I max at like 3 or 4 cups of coffee, Choppy. 7, my heart would be ready to explode.
You guys don't do diet drinks? You guys don't do the diet sodas?
I'll do Coke Zero. I'll do a Coke Zero. Like 1 Coke Zero a day in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, so like this isn't a product placement, but I saw these at Target yesterday, and I had to get them. It's in time for the holidays. Coke Zero Sugar, creamy vanilla.
John, my brother-in-law brought some of those over on the weekend, and with a little Captain Morgan or a little Jack.
Mm, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Chef's kiss,
they're pretty
man.
Good without. Wow. They're pretty it's good smooth, without, huh? But yes, it's the holiday creamy vanilla too, RJ. Not just creamy vanilla. I do want to stipulate.
Yeah,
holiday like creamy vanilla.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I get you.
It's good. Yeah, it's so good.
I get you.
This is where I get my caffeine though. Me and Gus Johnson.
They broke Gus on Saturday.
They did.
They broke Gus.
Let's talk about that game for just a second. Not that I necessarily need to go out of my way to talk about Penn State dropping yet another one, but that Omar Cooper catch in the back of the end zone. Best catch in what, 4 or 5 years at least, John?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed physically impossible. Like in terms of the way that his, what was it? I don't remember whether it was his right foot or his left foot, but how it didn't come down, and he managed to get the other one down. Like it just seemed physically like, how do you possibly do that balance wise? I mean, I think it's obviously it's a down Penn State team. So, you know, it probably won't be, I mean, it would be remember, but it won't be, you know, oh my God, remember that. It won't be like the catch, but
right.
I mean, I think it goes in the conversation of like, you guys remember the Tyrone Prothro catch?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it seems like it, I would put it like just, one of the freakiest catches ever.
I mean, it's also a moment. You know, we've seen these moments throughout the history of the sport, whether it's the kick in the end zone, Nebraska, yeah. Missouri, right? Whether that's that or whether it's Clint Sterner. There's a million of these
options. Kick situation. Six. Yeah.
Yeah, the kick six, Roy Williams jumping over and Teddy Lehman coming down with the interception against in the OU Texas game. We've seen these moments. And a lot of these eventually lead to national championships. they're remembered forever. And this is a play that Indiana, I mean, let's face it, like, you know, obviously if they had lost that game, they're still going to be in the playoff. They weren't at risk of losing anything. If this is a 4-team playoff, it becomes that much bigger mm-hmm. of a play. But in a 12-team playoff, it's like, all right, yeah, you guys are still going to be in unless you completely fell apart at the end. But if they go on to win the title, I mean, this is a play that they're going to remember forever.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just make a point on that? Because if it gets us off, then we can come back to it. But there's no question that because of that, I am less engaged in the regular season because it's not a 4-team playoff. Like I think that those stakes, while deserving teams got left out, like I think it's taken so much weight out of it, because it's like now it's like, yeah, you know, good play. Yeah, they could have lost and still gotten in. Like when you remove that, when you remove the margin for error, it just makes these games to me mean so much more. And I do think while we'll get some, you know, decent matchups at the end of the season for it, I do miss that tension every single week. Like we cannot lose this game yeah. or else we're not going to be playing in the postseason. But that yeah. was an aside.
You get a mulligan yeah. Or two. But I do think that, like, while you do lose that, you know, if we only had a 4-team playoff, we are only talking about 6 teams at this point. Right? You can't yeah. get past Ole Miss, maybe Texas Tech. You can't get past that team. Otherwise, we're not talking about you. Now we're talking about a good 19 teams. So you do lose yeah. that, no doubt, but you also gain the fact that you could talk about a lot more.
It just moves right. the focal point of the conversation. I totally get what you're saying, John. Like, instead of talking about whether you're actually going to have a chance to play in the playoff for the national championship or not, now it's about, okay, well, does Texas Tech move up into the top 8 or,
right.
you know, is there going to be a second ACC team because Miami may steal a bid even though they don't go to the ACC championship game? It just becomes a different conversation.
Yep.
I think both can be true, right? Like, it could be true. It removes a lot of the drama at the top of the rankings. And yep. it can also be yep. true that it's just different drama, right?
But so, like, you know, you're right. I mean, I just would have appreciated it more if that was like that, if that catch was the difference between Indiana making the playoff and not, right? Like that would have been, yeah. but again, it's a small thing. And you know, I'm just complaining for the sake of complaining.
Well, it does keep one thing alive, I think. And that's Fernando Mendoza for Heisman. If they lose that game, he's probably still in the conversation. I don't know if it's the same as him being the co-favorite with Julian Sayin. And it more or less makes the – it feels like right now, unless something crazy happens in the last few weeks of the regular season, it feels like the Big Ten championship game may be for the Heisman as well. Unless, again, somebody right behind those two on the board, Choppy, decides to have a massive game or two, the votes will come in right after those conference championship games. And if one of those two teams is undefeated and number one overall going into the playoff, the quarterback of that team is probably winning the Heisman.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you know, Mendoza played himself, I think, in the conversation for the overall number one pick. I don't know if he's going to get it, but I think he's played himself in the conversation. That was Garrett Nussmeier's to lose to start the year, and now I don't think there's a chance that involved with that, especially after getting benched, you know, this past week. But look, the Heisman Trophy has become, and I guess it always was, but very rarely did you win a Heisman when you weren't on one of the 3 or 4 best teams in the country. But it has become the best player and the best team award. That's really what it's been for the last about 20 years.
Projected odds on what would be the first 4-round matchups based on this week's bracket would be Georgia favored by 16.5 against South Florida, Oregon favored by a field goal over Notre Dame, Texas Tech favored by 6 over Miami, and Ole Miss by 4.5 over Texas. Those all feel pretty spot on, John. I don't think I have any complaints about any of those.
Yeah, I mean, I exactly right. I mean, you know, you're getting into you know, what is this, week 11, week 12? You know, everything is pretty much known. I mean, when you think about last playoff, I mean, the only one that was, I think, up for any debate was that Georgia team, because they had lost Carson Beck, and you're trying to sort of price, you know, how big is the drop off, and it turned out last year it was decently, you know, sizable. But yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, it's going to take, and I've learned this, right? Like, I've learned this over the years, unless I'm like just sitting around looking for something to do, you know, and I'm just kind of like looking for action. And I know that's like frowned upon. I almost don't even want to say that, but like, I'm probably not going to get involved, because there's just, everything is known. Everything is priced in at that point. And so the reason why you feel like those prices are right is because they are.
Yeah, I would say the one thing, and it's not a part of these projected numbers, depending on the number, I would probably slam the under on Oregon Notre Dame. But that would be the one thing that would jump out to me, Choppy.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, the John's right. I mean, we are at a point in the season where there's no more surprises. There's no more interesting. Oh, that's a good number. No, I mean, all the numbers are pretty much where they should be. And if they're not where they should be, they're going to be corrected to where they should be really, really fast. And you can find these individual matchups, and maybe you know a little bit more about football than the next guy does. You can say, oh, I can exploit this or that. But from a strict, you know, national championship future, there's really no value, I don't think, at any point right now.
We've got a trio of pretty big games to touch on. We will get to the coaching carousel just a little bit later as well, maybe talk some hoops as well. Lots of big games to get to, even if one of the coaches involved in one of them doesn't really care what happens in it. We'll tell you exactly what that's all about, and two big matchups in the SEC as well, all next right here on BetMGMU.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM network every single weekend, always available in podcast form too. Just search for BetMGMU wherever you get your podcasts. This is BetMGMU. Yeah, how'd we do that? Alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. A couple of big SEC games we'll get into in just a second, as well as a non-conference matchup where one of the head coaches said, I'd gladly get beat 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. Must be a really good team in solid playoff position, right? Game must not mean anything.
I think so.
We'll get into the ridiculousness that is Pat Narduzzi, Pitt head coach, in just a couple of minutes. But what? Why are you laughing, John?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're just even, you know, you don't have a lot to celebrate with Penn State.
But no,
you've done a great job. You've done a great job of taking out all of that pent up frustration on Pitt this year.
Pitt, West Virginia.
I mean, yeah,
I feel like you were going at Pitt over the field, right? Like you call it like a dump or something, and now you're going at the coach. I mean, it's just the rivalry runs deep, man.
Look, man, I had gym coaches who were smarter than Pat Narduzzi. I just save it.
Name is Pat Narduzzi. That's a classic.
He looks like a gym coach. He acts like a gym coach. He talks like a gym coach. Like if he walked out on a Saturday afternoon in those, you remember those old school in the late 80s, early 90s, the bike athletic shorts, right? With the double button up top and they only come about halfway down the thigh.
Yeah.
Still if he walked out in those, I wouldn't be surprised.
But see,
I'd be disappointed if he didn't. That's what you got to wear. And you got to wear the hat that has like the crease. It's got to be folded here into a T, like to an A-frame. Yeah, got to have it.
But so I don't understand the dynamic of being a Penn State grad and fan and a Yinzer. Like, it seems like those, I mean, is that like a, you know,
it's a difficult can you just kind of take me through that?
Okay.
Here's the deal. If you grow up a little Yinzer like I did, despite living in Texas for a couple years with my dad's side of the family, if you grow up a little Yinzer in Western PA, you go off to Penn State and you discover that there are other things in this world. And it's okay. You keep your Yinzer card. You still complain about the Steelers head coach every Monday. You still do all those Yinzer-y things that Yinzers do. But you've got just a little bit more enlightenment because you met people from outside of Western PA. You met people from Jersey and Philly and DC. And you know that other things exist out there in the world and that being really good at football occasionally, not every year, as we've seen this year, but being really good at football occasionally can happen. Then there's Pitt. And I have a lot of really good dear friends, some family members that are huge Pitt fans. Look, I can't help them with that. That's a process they got to work through themselves, John. Once you become accustomed to mediocrity, I mean, you're accustomed to it. So,
man,
that is the fine line you toe as a Yinzer who's also a Penn State alum. I love it, man.
I absolutely love it.
To my mentions when the Pitt fans jump back into them. After they chew up the field, I feel ahead like of the Steelers,
that will not be your first. That will not be your first tango with Pitt fans. So I'm sure you'll be ready for it.
Just remember when the field looks like garbage Sunday afternoon when the Steelers play the Bengals. It was really important that they had 25,000 Pitt fans there on Saturday afternoon. Anyway, the SEC also plays this weekend. Number 10, Texas. Number 5, Georgia. It's a 6.5 point spread. And, oh, look who's entered the chat, John. Arch Manning has decided to start showing up. 337 yards a game in the last two games combined. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. Somebody seems to be finding themselves. And something we talked about with Georgia last year, I want to say it was, has been rearing its ugly head again, which is not waking up to the game until about halfway through the second quarter. Georgia's been outscored 59-34 in the first quarters of SEC games this year. So is there a worry if you're a Georgia fan or a Georgia bettor that if Arch gets hot early and Texas jumps out to a lead, you might be in a jam.
Most definitely. I mean, this Georgia team has shown all year long, though they are resilient in that they just somehow always find a way to win, except against Alabama, by the end of the game, they can be exploited. They can be run on. You can, you know, it's just like you usually associate Georgia with, like, I'm not getting anything up front. I'm not going to be able to find any success on the ground. You know, obviously that's just not the case this year with Georgia. They've just kind of had to survive for the most part. So I do. I think Texas with their run game, there's a reason why this opened at 7 and it's down to 6. Like you said, Arch is kind of finally settling in. I think Texas will be able to find success on the ground, and they'll be able to be heard from in this game. So I would lean Texas in the points here, most definitely.
I actually like the under here in this one. I don't – Texas on the road, Arch on the road. I mean, like, they've – I don't know that they've encountered what they're going to see at Georgia. I don't know that Arch has seen this. I know they went to Ohio State. You know, I think Georgia's, like, such a crazy environment. And you know, when you factor in the magnitude of the game, you know, week one versus now, I think this is a huge moment for Texas and Arch that I don't know that they're ready for. So I like the I like the under in this one. I don't feel great about Georgia covering. I don't. I want to be clear on that one. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I have a great feel on it. My feel is better with the 48.5 and taking the under. Yeah. I'll say this. If they get good play out of Arch, they're going to win this football game because Texas is a better roster deep. It, you know, 1 through 2 through 53, if they were doing NFL terms, I think Texas is a better overall roster than Georgia is at this moment. But the quarterback, I don't know. And that's where I'm kind of wishy-washy here on this.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right. Texas has been a completely different team on the away from Austin than they have at home. In true home games, they've been a completely different team. So, and that's not just going on the road in the SEC. That's going to Athens. That's next level. We'll see if Arch can handle that adjustment and continue the play that he's shown the last couple weeks going to Georgia. That game will take place right after Oklahoma-Bama, which is an afternoon kick, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. So Oklahoma won't know when they kick off against Bama if a Texas loss gives them a chance to jump back into the CFP picture. But that's what it would be. If Texas loses on the road at Georgia and Oklahoma can upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa, I think we get a simple swap of those two teams as far as who's in and who's out. Number 11 Sooners at the number 4 tied. And look, Alabama is fixed. Whatever the problems were last year, whatever the problem was in the opener against Florida State, John, Alabama has fixed it, and they have both of these teams. You want to talk about unders, it's at 45.5 right now. Both of these teams have shown that you can win games with defense.
Yeah, you know, when we did this, I don't remember exactly how long ago it was, but it was before the season started, I believe. And I think Zach, our producer, asked for our top three teams, and I had Ohio State, Texas, and Alabama. Obviously, I was wrong about Texas, so I'm only, you know, 67%. But as they say, D's get degrees. Okay, so I would be happily trotting out that Alabama at 3. Yeah, I mean, it's just they've settled in, and it's kind of crazy to think back to that first week of the season when they lost to Florida State and just where those two seasons have gone. I mean, it's pretty nutty. You know, you don't really see that, like, a win and a loss that random for two teams. But, yeah, listen, they have a steady quarterback. Every week you look up and Ty Simpson's got 280 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, they know how to win. They're well coached. And, you know, consistency is the word with Alabama. And I would expect that to continue this weekend.
I'll tell you this, if Oklahoma wins, I mean, they're in. Assuming they went out, they're going to find their way in. Unless the committee does a Notre Dame-Miami and keeps Oklahoma behind Alabama, which I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Although Oklahoma's a brand. I mean, they are as big of a brand. You know, they're a blue blood, right? There's no, hey, we're gonna bump Oklahoma for somebody else. I mean, Oklahoma's as big as anybody else. So I mean, this is a massive game for them. I find it interesting that basically everything is the same, that the bettors are saying that Oklahoma has as good of a chance of beating Alabama as Texas does of going to Georgia and winning. I find that a little interesting. I don't know why I find it interesting. I just do. I just find it little intriguing that everything is the same. And because I think most people would assume that Texas is better than OU, and that Alabama is better than Georgia. So, like, why would it be the same? It doesn't make sense, but it is.
Yeah, there's lots of things that don't make sense, which would take us back to your Notre Dame-Miami conspiracy theories from a couple minutes ago. But speaking of Notre Dame, they're on the road in a non-conference game, because everything's non-conference for them, Chris, against Pitt in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field, because no one wants to call it Acrisure Stadium because that's a dumb name. Number 9 Irish, who Choppy contends should not be ahead of Miami, at number 23 Pitt, who've won 5 in a row now. And the freshman quarterback, Mason Heinschel, has answered a lot of prayers for them offensively. Now, Pitt fans were singing a similar tune about Eli Holstein a year ago. And where did that end up? They're not worried, though, about next year at this point, because what's interesting about the way the ACC schedule sets up the next few weeks is if Pitt could somehow upset Notre Dame at home, 12.5-point dogs, then they've got Georgia Tech and Miami in front of them. And it's all laid out in front of them. If Pitt proves that they're more than what their schedule might say they are at this point, then they could find their way into the ACC championship game against who? Who the hell knows? Because it's the ACC and nobody knows what the tiebreakers are because nobody's played each other. But if they can keep this thing close, John, then first of all, I like Pitt plus the 12.5. If they keep it close, it's plus 350. I'm not betting Pitt money line this week, like I stupidly bet BYU money line last week, but this is a really good run defense. And if they can forget stopping Jeremiah Love, if they just slow him down enough that they force Notre Dame to be one dimensional at times, then Pitt does have a chance at the upset here.
They do. I just have to say though, I mean, those comments were very disturbing, I would say. I mean,
I can speak with my heart and I can speak with my wallet. You know what I mean? Like, there's two different ways to look at it.
I mean, there's just no way I would ever, 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 ever bet Pitt here. Ever. I'm not saying that they can't, like, everything you laid out can't happen. I'm just saying I would never bet it, because that coach sounded like somebody who legitimately, I mean, he's saying he doesn't care. He's saying that we could go out here and lose by 100 and it won't matter. So what do you think prep's going to look like this week in practice? Like, do you think that the players all of a sudden will just break from their coach and treat this as if it's the most important game in the history of the world? No, they're going to fall in line. That's what happens in college. So I think Notre Dame is going to probably see that video if they haven't already, and they're going to say, well, let's go do it. Let's go beat him by 100 then, since it doesn't matter, right? So I think they'll kind of take that as a challenge. So I would never, ever touch. I just can't believe a coach would talk like that. Even if you think that, and it can be logically true and factual, like, you should never say that week to week, because I think it's very difficult to get in and out of that mindset, right? Like, oh, okay, it doesn't matter this week because they're not in the ACC. All right, well, now it matters. I just think you should take every game. I know it's a weird setup, but I think you should take every game and treat it the same way, at least in terms of what you say publicly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what most coaches, that's why they call it coach speak, right? You got to take every game, one game at a time, right? You got to take it one game at a time. Look, I don't know what Notre Dame's going to do if they get into the fourth quarter and this is a tight game, because they haven't seen a fourth quarter in about 2 months where that a fourth quarter that matters. They've been rolling everyone. And if this game is remotely close, it's like, all right, okay, you know, what do we do? Is Notre Dame's fitness level even there where they can handle the fourth quarter of football from the starters? I mean, they haven't had to. I really actually am hoping for a close game, because I want to see how I want to see them win a close game. That'd be nice to win one instead of losing the two close games they did. But you know, John's right. It's a lunacy thing for Pat to say. Crazy thing for Pat to say. And if I'm Notre Dame, I'm like, all right, let's just go. Let's beat him by 85 to 100 points. 103.
The other side of this is from what I laid out earlier, which is Pitt having everything in front of them, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami, is if Pitt does get waxed by Notre Dame and does lose to Georgia Tech and Miami in fairly convincing fashion, then Notre Dame is still sitting there at the end of the year without really what we would call a quality win, I guess, other than what, maybe USC. So it doesn't help their playoff resume either to watch Pitt not care about this and be focused on the final 2 weeks. I mean, you could go out and beat them by 100. I don't know if that necessarily helps the resume if you're Notre Dame. The coaching carousel is spinning. We've got matchmaker playing in a few spots and where we see guys ending up and where we see programs going for their next head coaching candidacies. Plus, we'll touch on some hoops if we get an opportunity and our best bets, some pizza money parlays as well before we wrap up here on BetMGMU.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get you some of our favorite bets by the end of the show here in a couple moments on BetMGMU. Maybe a pizza money parlay or two as well. Touch on hoops briefly, since we saw some big matchups in the past week as college basketball starts to pick up as well. But the coaching carousel continues to spin with big names available for open jobs. Let's start with the guy who's still, as of right now anyway, John, getting paid by my alma mater, Penn State, James Franklin, 4-1 as the favorite to end up at Arkansas. This was one of the spots that I had pegged for him when he, as soon as he was let go. Makes sense. He goes back to the SEC, not a top-tier SEC program, but back to the SEC. Maybe tries to replicate some of the results he had at Vanderbilt 10, 15 years ago. and helps build Arkansas back up to where it's competitive in the SEC on an annual basis. And it feels like, I don't want to speak for Razorbacks fans, but it feels like that might be enough to have old driver's ed Jimmy at 10-2 every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously in some ways, I think he would have been very, very good at Virginia Tech because they would have been happy with that. And honestly, with the condition that that league is in, maybe he could win it. Because there's not really that, you know, boogeyman. There's not really an Ohio State in the ACC.
And a geographical base, a footprint that he already has his hooks in just a little bit,
right,
in the Virginia Del Mar.
Exactly.
Area.
Yeah. So I felt like that made some sense, but obviously Arkansas has to be coming to the table with money. You know, I've read on the Arkansas message boards that, you know, they're talking about giving the next guy $30 to $40 million of NIL for his roster, you know, and if Virginia Tech doesn't have that kind of money, you know, I mean, I think any coach can say, yeah, like any coach that believes in himself will say, if you're giving me $30 to $40 million, which will put me either above everybody else or in line with everybody else, yeah, I'll take a shot at that regardless of where the spot is. So I think Arkansas is probably wooing him with that. And I think that's the beauty of NIL, that, you know, whether you're at Arkansas, whether you're at Ole Miss, I mean, you know, the old days of you can only be at Florida or Ohio State, or, you know, you pick a spot and you can only win a championship there. I think those days are coming to an end.
Yeah, the thing with Arkansas is it's very intriguing because they do have a lot of money. You know, you don't think of Arkansas and you think cash, but they've got a ton of money, corporate dollars they could spend, you know, from Tyson Foods to Walmart to Jerry Jones. I mean, they got a lot of cash. You know,
that's how they hired Cal. They went out and they got Coach Calipari from Kentucky.
Absolutely. Now, like, you could ask yourself, are they spending too much money on basketball? I don't think there's too much money there. I think there's enough money to go around. Because if you were to go back, like John said, the old days, I mean, it's a difficult job. Tier West is one of the most legendary programs in the sport in Oklahoma. Tier Southwest is Texas and Texas A&M. Tier South is LSU. Like, it's not an easy – Tier North is Corn. It's not an easy place to bring people in. Like, it's just not. But now in the NIL, everything changes. Everything changes. And if I'm James Franklin, if I could win at Penn State, which is literally the middle of nowhere, I could win at Arkansas. I could convince Texas kids to come. You know, Fayetteville, Arkansas is closer to Dallas-Fort Worth than Lubbock, Texas is. And it's easy to convince kids from here where I live, and this is one of the most fertile landscapes of high school football is right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's easy to get kids to go to Fayetteville. It's not that difficult. You can get them to go to Stillwater. You can get them to go to Fayetteville.
Interesting you mentioned to the south of Arkansas, LSU. That is quickly becoming a dumpster fire of a coaching search because now they're locked in a legal dispute with Brian Kelly over how much money they're going to give him to just leave. Just go away. We've already told you to go away. Now we have to argue with you and lawyers and other people about how much we're going to give you to go away. And lots of people who are pretty well plugged in are saying, well, this makes it even less attractive. First, we had the governor going off a couple weeks ago. Now we've got people worried about what the landscape is going to be like when I get to Baton Rouge. It's why currently the betting favorite, where they place numbers on these things, has Nick Saban listed as the favorite to be the next LSU head coach at 2-1. Lane Kiffin at 375. If I'm him, I don't leave Oxford to go to Baton Rouge right now, the mess that LSU is in. Clark Lee at 5-1. Okay, I could get myself there. I could see that. Dan Lanning at 7-1. Are you kidding me? I could be in the Big Ten or in the SEC. No, thanks. I don't think there's enough money there for me to do that. So it that still feels as wide open as it's ever been, John, that I don't know how many people are going to be lining up for the LSU job right now, given the way it's like Chernobyl right now, the way that thing melted down. Yeah. You can't go back in for 25 years, and I'm exaggerating, but like it's radioactive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think if you're a sitting head coach and you have a remotely good situation in a power league, you're not going. I mean, I think people are going to really wake up to the conditions of college football in 2025 with this one. And I think Florida, for that matter, too. We'll see if Lane bites at that one. But I just think if you're in a comfortable situation, you know, these jobs have so much politics. And LSU really, really, I mean, like literally the governor is involved. So, I mean, politics like to the T. So if you have a situation where you don't have to deal with that, where, you know, maybe you're not a championship contender per se, you don't have the prestige of the job per se, but you're making $5-6 million or whatever the number is, why would you possibly want to risk your quality of life to go to this job and have to step into that situation? Off the beaten path.
Man, I'll tell you, like, the, you know, the thing he brought up, Florida. It makes, like, LSU, the last three coaches prior to Brian Kelly have all won titles, right? Les Miles and Coach O and Nick Saban. Florida makes no sense. Like, it is as good of a job as there is from a recruiting standpoint in the country. It's like that in Texas, right? You are the state school in the best states for high school. They've had two coaches that have had good runs. It's Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier. Like, that makes no sense. If I'm Lane Kiffin, I ain't going there. There's something wrong. There's something wrong with the I guess you call it the front office, the athletic department at Florida. Something just doesn't make sense. Something's not working. It's not clicking at Florida. And, you know, at LSU, I just think that their expectations are so high, and rightfully so. I mean, every coach wins. But I agree. If I'm Dan Lanning, why would I leave Oregon? Why would I leave Oregon and the Nike money to go to LSU into that grind?
Yeah, it doesn't add up, at least in our opinions anyway. And it leaves it, like I said, wide open that they may have to do something that LSU fans aren't real happy with. And it might not be a big name that they're familiar with or that they've even become familiar with recently. And it's not going to make them feel all that good about it, I don't think. We'll table the hoops discussion and hopefully get into some more next week if we have more time. Let's get into some of our best bets, maybe a pizza money parlay from Choppy as well. Wherever you're betting the college football action, inside your BetMGM app, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Check it out inside your BetMGM app this weekend and every weekend when you're betting college football. John, I'll let you get us started. What's your favorite bet this weekend? Or if you got more than one, you go ahead and throw them out there.
We're going to go with Memphis money line. It's kind of sitting around +2.5, but we're going to go with the money line here. At BetMGM, it's +120. I know that Memphis's season was basically ended last week at the hands of Tulane, but one thing Ryan Silverfield is really good at Memphis is like getting his team engaged and up to play games that don't really matter anymore after taking like devastating losses. I don't know how he does it, but I do expect Memphis's quarterback to play. Like, they beat Tulane last year in a similar spot after their season was basically over as 14-point dogs and dominated the game. So I think they go on the road to an East Carolina team that's like better than they have been, but I think they kind of use this week as a bounce back. I think they get it done outright on the road.
You know, I'm going to go with BYU -4.5 against TCU. BYU at home, I don't care who's hurt, I'm taking them when I'm getting 4.5 points against a team that is TCU is a good team. They're not a bad football team. There's nothing wrong with them, but I'm not taking anybody else when I'm only getting 4.5 on the road at BYU. It could be a nightmarish weather. You never know what's going to happen. Give me BYU -4.5.
Any other sprinkle on there for a little pizza money parlay, Choppy?
Maybe Georgia, Texas under 48.5. You know, throw those two together. We can get some pizza on there, baby.
I like it. Pizza. I like it. I got a few here that you might want to put a little pizza money parlay on. I'm with you on Texas, Georgia under. I don't know how that's still sitting at 48, 48 and a half. Two defenses that I think are going to lock it down. And even if one team pulls away late, I don't think we're talking about anything more than like a 27-17 kind of margin of victory here. That'll feel like a rout in this one if we get to it. Iowa USC under 48 and a half as well. That is one. The USC defense, not as good as maybe it looked late last year, early this year, but still better than we remember the USC defense being a couple years ago. And Iowa's Iowa, even though it's on the road. I'll take an Iowa, any game Iowa is in where the total's almost 50, I will take the under. Wisconsin-Indiana is an interesting one because the spread, I want to say, is up near 30 now. It's ridiculous. But the total is sitting at just 44 and a half. So you're telling me this is going to be a 41-10 kind of game, 34-10 kind of game? Give me the over in Wisconsin-Indiana, and all 45 points might come from Indiana, but I'm okay with that because it'll still get us there. And then one final one. I know John's going to laugh at me because I'm a Penn State guy, but I'm going to take Pitt plus the 12 and a half. And it's for multiple reasons, including if Pitt covers, I'll win some money. And if Pitt doesn't cover, I'll be okay losing a couple bucks because I will get to laugh at all of my friends who are Pitt fans and say, you got your asses kicked by Notre Dame. You almost lost by 100. Good job, Pat.
I like it. Yep, that's a good hedge. You don't get those opportunities often, but you got one now.
Yep, you got to take advantage of it when you can, especially when your team is down and down big. We'll do it again next week. We'll be one step closer to the conference championship games. Thanks to our producer, Zach Carl. Thanks to John Martin. Thanks to RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.